Meantime, British authorities have revealed more details about one of the London Bridge attackers the weekend. It emerged that as well as appearing in a documentary called The Jihadis Next Door, he also worked on the London Underground transport system. Polly Boyker has more.
His extremist ideology was right there for British authorities to see. Karam Butt's radical views were captured on camera in 2015 for a documentary about jihadists that was watched by millions in the UK. MI5 did look into him, but they found no evidence that he was planning an attack, and he was deemed low priority. So low priority that he was able to get a job with the London Underground. He's said to have worked at various tube stations, including Westminster, which is right next to the British Parliament. Incredibly, it's reported that he was sacked for poor attendance and not his extremist views.
Karam Butt worked for London Underground for just under 6 months as a trainee customer service assistant, leaving in October last year.
And the revelations don't end there. This is the block of flats where Karam Butt lived with his young family on the ground floor. One neighbour's told journalists that his wife reported Butt to the police 2 years ago because she was worried that he was trying to convert children to radical Islam. On another occasion, a former friend reported Butt to the police because he was worried that Butt had been radicalized through watching online propaganda.